My Media, the voice of India. My Media, the voice of India.
Mind Media, the voice of India. ఇది భారతీయ స్వరం.
ఇప్పుడు మీకోసం నగేష్ పంచజ్ఞుల గారి మన దేశం మన రాజ్యం కార్యక్రమం April 23, 2018 నాటి ఎపిసోడ్ పునః ప్రసారం.
Disclaimer: All the opinions, views in the following program, either expressed or implied, are solely of the host and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Mind Media. All the material presented by the host is warranted by the host that the work is their original contribution or they have obtained the proper permissions from the original contributors, and it is free from any copyright infringements. At certain times, the host may express their views, which may be slightly or extremely biased, and hence listeners discretion is advised.
Welcome back to Manadesham Manarajyam. Ee roju April 23, 2018 Manadesham Manarajyam karyakramam prati soma shukravaralu ratri 9:30 bharat kalamananamlo live lo prasaram cheyabadutundi. ఈ కార్యక్రమంలో పాల్గొన తెలుసుకున్న శ్రోతలు స్కైప్లో మైండ్ మీడియా అన్న యూజర్ అకౌంట్ ద్వారా కనెక్ట్ కావచ్చు. ఈ కార్యక్రమం యొక్క పాడ్కాస్ట్ రిపీట్ బ్రాడ్కాస్ట్ అవుతుంది డిఫరెంట్ టైమ్ జోన్స్ ఆఫ్ యునైటెడ్ స్టేట్స్ అండ్ ఆల్సో ఆన్ ట్యూస్డేస్ అండ్ థర్స్డే సాటర్డేస్ ఐ థింక్ మార్నింగ్ 7:30 ఇండియన్ స్టాండర్డ్ టైమ్ ఆల్సో యూ కెన్ లిసన్ టు దిస్ ప్రోగ్రామ్. అదర్ దెన్ దట్ you can tune into this program on Mind Media website or audioboom.com under the caption of channels Mind Media, where all these programs are available for listen at any time option for the users. If you are listening to this program on 23rd April 2018, that is 9:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time, then you are listening in live. If you have tuned into this program at any other time, it is probably a recording. So under such circumstances, you may not call into the program. Anyhow, today's show is going to be a short show, but few items which we have to cover, as nothing much happened in the country in the last couple of days which are worthwhile under nationalist agenda. We are trying to discuss on few issues that made headlines and see how fair they are useful to the Indian citizens at large. Of course, as always, under nationalist standpoint of view. So the first and foremost thing, we have seen an impeachment motion served to the chairman of Raj Sabha against Chief Justice of India. Chief Justice of India's impeachment motions were served before also, but till date no Chief Justice has been impeached in India in the last 70 years. Even this motion, the chairman of Raj Sabha, the Vice President, Honorable Vice President Venkaiah Naidu, has rejected the motion to impeach Chief Justice of India. As we have already discussed on the other day, it is a counter motion that was filed because the government ran away from no confidence motion against the Council of Ministers and Prime Minister. So the only other option was to make sure the house comes back where they can discuss other issues. This is one choice that Congress has taken to impeach the motion, impeach the Chief Justice of India. While rejecting this motion, Honorable Vice President has said MPs were unsure of their own case, and the case was notice was based on suspicion and conjectures which could not be proved. Well, chairman of the house did that what? they have not taken that motion straightforward. Nothing much to discuss in that. But Congress, on the other hand, say the chairman's order was ill-advised and illegal, and they are planning to go to the Supreme Court. Of course, in Supreme Court, they hope that the case would not be listed under Chief Justice of India. It should not be. Technically, it should not be, because under the principles of natural justice, no one can be a judge in his own case. Well, obviously, I don't think Supreme Court will do such a blunder. If it accepts the case, it will definitely not list it before the CJA. Further, what would have been really good under the interests of democracy, if everyone, what they claim, yeah, of course, there is an argument. The notice given by opposition party, the impeachment notice, as per BJP and other folks, it is undemocratic. It is a threat notice given, and it is, they are trying to threaten the justice that if you don't listen to our words, we are going to impeach you. And on the contrary, BJP has supported the Chief Justice, said there is no requirement to impeach him. Of course, when those things are not going as per democracy, when no confidence motion was not brought before the board as per democracy, then expecting a lot of things that will happen as per democracy is going to be foolish in the country at this stage right now. At this stage, it is foolish to expect something miracle is going to happen and people are going to abide by democratic rules. No one is abiding by democratic rules now. Democracy, social justice, all these things are only like words. They are just buzzwords. Social justice, every political party pretty much has made a fool out of it. They want social justice, but no one bothers really what social justice is. Probably most of the leaders don't even understand what exactly social justice is. Samajika Nyayam, and it's a buzzword chase parisaru. People don't understand the real meaning of that, and it should be there as a political agenda. So, when a lot of things are not going as per democracy, expecting too much from democracy in India under this kind of circumstances is going to be greedy. Very greedy. Not ordinary greedy, it's very greedy. Now, the question is this. If case comes before Supreme Court, Congress says it will abide by the decision of the Supreme Court. I don't know before which judge it will go. There is a question now. Judge number one is Chief Justice. 2, 3, 4 are other judges. I think recently we had an issue that they raised voice against Chief Justice. So if it goes against 2, 3, 4, maybe there is prejudice. Then should they go to fifth judge? It is interesting to see what happens now. Will the judges 2, 3, and 4, will they say not before me? Because they are interested parties in this. If the Chief Justice is impeached, or if the order of the Honorable Vice President is set aside by Supreme Court, which it has right. Supreme Court has a right over the order of the Vice President. If they set it aside, then impeachment motion will be considered, and then it will be kept for either inquiry commission or maybe voting. I don't know what happens. We have to see. But if 2, 3, 4 pass such a judgment, they are prejudicial because they already have raised their voice once against Chief Justice recently. So then will they say not before me, and then it will go to the next available judge? Or will they bypass and then go directly to another fifth or sixth judge, whoever in line, maybe roster? Or will it come before Chief Justice? These are all very interesting things that we need to see. Keeping all these technicalities aside, if you really see what is happening to Indian democracy, it's going to dogs. Democracy is brutally murdered in broad daylight in India by all the political parties, no exception. Congress, BJP, Trinamool, Shiv Sena, Telugu Desam, TRS, you name any political party, in broad daylight, democracy is being brutally murdered. The Indian constitution is being victimized. They are trying to use the law to their favor. Just today morning, there was another issue with Supreme Court appointment of judges. Same issue. The claim is, Chandrababu Naidu has written a letter against two prospective BC judges nominees and one Brahmin judge nominee. I don't want to take the names out, but there was a letter saying that these people are unfit to be judges. Whereas intelligence inquiry was contrary to that. And another judge who also served as a National BC Commission chairman, I think Justice Ishwarayyar, I believe, if I'm not wrong, he said these acts by the Chief Minister of Andhra Pradesh are prejudicial. And a lot of political views. Chandrababu Naidu is known for these kind of activities. Okay. Now, it is a sin right now to spare any politician. That's the situation today. You cannot spare any politician. Everyone, Bap Nambari to Beta Das Nambari. So, the situation has become so worse that the politics previously used to be election war, and they used to fight on issues, and they used to, people used to decide who is right, who is wrong, but now it is not like that. Caste is playing a card. Political parties are going to any extent to ruthlessly assassinate the character of opponents. Lot of character assassination. Pawan Kalyan, the Janasena president, he did not even enter politics yet. He just started setting up his party. God knows whether he's really going to win or he's going to lose. Maybe he will win, maybe he will lose. But he has a right to contest in politics. He has a right to represent people. And he has registered a political party and he started gathering people. The moment Chandrababu Naidu realized that Pawan Kalyan is not going to be on his side, he started assassinating his character. An accused is never called a criminal. Accused is accused and considered innocent even by law unless proven guilty. If Jagan Mohan Reddy was charged with 11 FIRs, maybe 1 lakh crores of rupees, whatever it may be, he is accused. The charges are not proven yet. Unless they are proven, he is innocent and he is not guilty. If he is proven guilty, then he will be convicted. Then you can call him anything you want as per the sections imposed on him. But even before that, all 4 years all along, only one word, cheater, mosagadu, laksha kotlu dochesado. Okay. You have charged him with charges. And police is with you, CBI is with you, everyone is with you. The law is with you. I ask one question to the existing government, TDP government. Why could you not identify and confiscate those 1 lakh crores. You don't have to beg, borrow, steal today for your capital. Why could you not identify where Jagan Mohan Reddy has kept 1 lakh crores in the form of which form of asset? Or maybe they are still as currency. If they are still as a currency, the major currency is demonetized last year, before last year. So where did that money come from? Where did this money get stopped? So government was there with you 4 years, you could have enjoyed, made sure that he has been, you could have confiscated that 1 lakh crores. Oh. In TV shows, you start playing politics, you start blaming and start blame game. And I don't know whether really there was 1 lakh crore scam occurred or not, but definitely more than 1 lakh crores worth of Indian currency got wasted on most of the TV ads and airtime, discussions, debate. The amount of medicines most of these politicians must have spent on controlling their BPs when they are fighting on debates, on the talk shows. Definitely that budget would have been more than 1 lakh crores, I believe. So, democracy is becoming a joke in India today. I think it is time for youth to rise and reject all these politicians. Not by nota. Nota is again wasting your vote. Not by nota. Reject all these politicians and give a chance to totally new batch, new brand. Voters decide that if you have been in politics till today, before 2019, if you have represented any party, we are not going to vote for you. If you are a fresh candidate and not under the banner of any of these parties, then we are going to vote for you. Probably that quit politics, old politicians, seasoned politicians, quit Indian politics. Motions should be initialized, I think, now, like what Mahatma Gandhi did in 1942, I believe, quit India movement. Like quit India movement, now we should do old seasoned politicians. Now it's time up for you. Do not superimpose, do not forcibly impose your children on our heads. Almost in Karnataka elections, 8 ex-chief ministers' children are contesting elections this time. Yeah, I don't deny democracy. Now they talk about democracy. Democracy gives us right. Yeah, democracy definitely gives you right to contest elections. But democracy also gives right to people to reject you. So I insist, in 2019 elections, ensure all voters come out with one voice that we are not going to vote for any politician who ever had any experience in Indian politics prior to 2019. And is not contesting under the banner of existing flags, existing parties. Let there be total new batch come out. Let there be new educated elite come out. As I told you, and I am always telling, silence of an elite is more dangerous to the nation than the deeds of a traitor. Today, you, the elite, being silent is more dangerous to the country than the deeds of all these traitors who are so-called existing seasoned politicians. These politicians do not have any basic values. Almost 15 years back, 20 years back, last time when there was a United Front coalition government, Chandrababu Naidu made sure Mulayam Singh Yadav will not become the Prime Minister of the country. Otherwise, he had a chance to become Prime Minister of the country at that time. He made sure that he will not be elected as a Prime Minister. And today, forgetting all those things, these two people joined hands. అండ్ ద సేమ్ చంద్రబాబు నాయుడు కాల్డ్ సోనియా గాంధీ ఏ డీమన్ వెన్ షీ బైఫర్గేటెడ్ ద స్టేట్ I can't use against his interest because he gave a letter to bifurcate the state and he claims that it was not against my wish. So he always takes the dual tone, whichever is beneficial and the juttu and the pote kalu. And today he is ready to go hand in glove with Congress party. And height of it is Telugu Desam joining hands with Congress party probably was never thought of. So if same thing continues, there may be one day that BJP and Congress can jointly contest also, which is not far maybe. Maybe we may see that day too. If the so-called third front is so popular and they start looting the country, they like anything, everyone start filling their own bags, then maybe a day will come where Congress and BJP will join the hands and say, hey, let's keep all these small kids away from the table, let us decide ourselves afterwards. Maybe we see that day also during our lifetime, Congress and BJP join hands and contest the election. So there is no value. There is no morals. Then there is no fun cribbing about democracy. Anyhow, we take a short break for 2 minutes. We join right back with a few more issues and conclude the show for today.
కలర్స్ ఆఫ్ మ్యూజిక్ ఆల్బమ్ నుండి 1 మినిట్ మ్యూజిక్ బైట్.
అభిజిత్ పిఎస్ నాయర్ గారి వైలిన్ వాద్య సంగీతం 1 మినిట్ మ్యూజిక్ బైట్.
వచ్చే నిద్ర కూడా ఎగిరిపోతుంది. ఫేస్బుక్ గోడెక్కి 4 లైకులు ఎనకేసుకునే ఈ ఫాస్ట్ యుగంలో ముఖం కడుక్కోకపోయినా ముఖ పుస్తకం చూడడం మాత్రం ఆపట్లేదు. ఇది వరకు వీధి అరుగు పెట్టగోడ మీద జనాలు కూడేవారు, మరి ఇప్పుడు అరుగులు అపార్ట్మెంట్లు అయితే ఫేస్బుక్ గోడైంది. అందుకే మా మైండ్ మీడియా కార్యక్రమాల వివరాలు, మా ఆర్కైవ్లు ఎప్పటికప్పుడు ఫేస్బుక్ వాళ్ళు తెలుసుకోవడానికి లైక్ అస్ ఆన్ facebook.com/mindmedia. Subscribe to Mind Media, the voice of India. Idi Bharatiya Swaram. Mind Media.
ఇది భారతీయ స్వరం.
వెల్కమ్ బ్యాక్ టు మన దేశం మన రాజ్యం. థ్యాంక్స్ ఫర్ ట్యూనింగ్ ఇన్ అండ్ లెట్స్ మూవ్ ఫార్వర్డ్ టు ద నెక్స్ట్ సెగ్మెంట్. జస్ట్ మూమెంట్, ఏ కపుల్ ఆఫ్ మెసేజెస్, లెట్ మీ సీ whether anything related and important. Okay, cool, nothing much. So the recent incident, lately what we have been seeing and what I have discussed in last week's show also, there is a sort of aversion that was taking place, that people are cursing BJP leaders for this molesting issues over infant girls. There was an issue that happened in Mumbai suburban train, that a BJP leader got in and people said like, get off the train, otherwise the girls will not be safe in this train. I condemned such a report on that day. And most of the BJP leaders are coming into power, are basically coming into limelight with these kind of incidents, is another news that is going on. I tell you, it is not BJP, it is not Congress, it is a human being who is wrong here now. The human being who is wrong. No political party, like no religion says. There is a wrong concept here in the public mind. Not all Muslims are terrorists. Similarly, not every terrorist is a Muslim. You cannot use Islam and terrorism as synonyms. No. It is the people who are terrorists. Yes, it is a different thing. They may belong to a community of Islam, but does not make every Muslim a terrorist. Similarly, every Hindu cannot take it for granted that he is honest. He may be a terrorist too. So very unfortunately, we have a bad habit of tying a religion with an act. Similarly, tying a political party to an act. See what is happening here. The moment some incident, stray incident happens, I don't know, that BJP minister also came forward, said in such a huge country with 125 crore people, one or two incidents will keep on happening. What one or two incidents, my dear? Every 15 minutes one child is being molested. There's not one or two incidents. Yeah, I do understand. I don't want to name every molester a BJP person. At the same time, I cannot say BJP is right also. Not every molester is a BJP person. But I tell you one thing. Every molester is willing to shield a party which is in power. That's for guaranteed. Today BJP is in power, so you are calling everyone is a BJP person. Had Congress been in power, they would have said everyone is a Congress person. Because the first thing these criminals want to do is they want to shield under power, and then they want to claim that they are immune because they know stalwarts in the power. That is a common game in India. Why don't you understand that? If you are stopped on a motorcycle and if you are asked, please show me your license, my dear, by the cop, you say, you know who I am? My uncle is so and so. Who cares who your uncle is, damn it? Just show me the damn license. You are not riding your uncle, you are riding a motorcycle which is legal to be driven on my road only if you have a license. Go home and ride your uncle. I will not ask you license. Show me the damn license. Unfortunately, the police are threatened every day. Such incidents happen once in every 15 seconds. You know who am I? You know my uncle is a cop. You know my uncle is a politician. My neighbor is so-and-so. My friend is so-and-so. What it is they want to take the shelter of a power
And they wanted to show that as an immunity to them, that they cannot be touched. That is the problem with India. And same thing happens. Yesterday, Narendra Modi has passed an ordinance. Narendra Modi, the government of Modi, has passed an ordinance. They have made the POKSO Act more stringent. Now, they are asking for a death penalty if someone sexually assaults a minor below 12-year-old. See the funniest part of it. Who is the victim of that? The moment the law is signed in the afternoon, by evening, first case is booked already. So that tells me, no matter how strong you make the law, you are not going to stop the criminals. There should be something else. Because in India, we are for sure 85 to 90% of the time you will never be convicted. Then how does it matter how strong your law is? But keep aside. But see, the funniest part of the story is, who got arrested, which is the first case booked under the new POKSO Act, is, don't laugh, a high court advocate of Tamil Nadu, a 56-year-old accused carrying identity card of a Madras High Court Association, was boarding a train without reservation. See the height of it. And as molested a 9-year-old girl who is sleeping in the next berth. The moment he was caught after the shameful incident, you know what he says? He says, I am a BJP functionary speaking Tamil Nadu. He says, when he was nabbed by the passengers, he threatened them, saying that he is a lawyer and well connected in the BJP. He was handed over to the railway police at E-Road. Of course, Tamil Nadu BJP president Tamilisai Soundararajan said, Anant does not currently hold any key position in the party at a state level, and added that she is not aware if he was active locally. I am told that he was not active. Whatever it is, being a BJP member or a politician is not a label, it is meant for service. If the crime has happened, he should be getting maximum punishment on par with the latest ordinance, that is death penalty. So let us see what happens. But this idiot, he got arrested, first person to face trial under new POKSO Act, and the irony is, he is a BJP functionary. At least, I am happy he is not some BJP MP or MLA. Okay. But again, you cannot say, just by this one incident, it is BJP people who are doing these crimes. No, it is as foolish as someone making a statement that every terrorist is a Muslim. That was one day. The same BJP people used to do that before. The so-called BJP, RSS, Bajrang Dal. Once upon a time, there was a common slang. Any terroristic activity happens, it is Muslim. Likewise, now, see, the proverb says, right, what you sow is what you reap. On that day, you said every terrorist activist is a Muslim. Today, what is happening? Every child molester is turning out to be BJP. Either it is fate or it's time to repay. But unfortunately, I don't believe that concept. I equally condemn that every Muslim is a terrorist or every terrorist is a Muslim. Both are wrong. There will be no terrorist by religion. Terrorist will be by attitude. There cannot be a Muslim terrorist. There cannot be a Hindu terrorist. Saffron terrorism is another word coined recently. There will be no terrorism by religion. No religion will preach terrorism. Terrorism is an act done by individuals for their selfish thoughts to harass and terrorize the community. And those terrorists are a different class by themselves. They cannot be connected to a religion. Yeah, a religious beliefs, some of them, some fanatics may turn out to become terrorists. But that doesn't qualify every person from that religion is a member of the terrorist clan. Likewise, today also calling every BJP functionary or people from BJP are the child molesters. And one side you say Beti Bachao, Beti Padao, other side you say Beti Go, molest karo. That is also equally foolish statement. I don't believe that. But unfortunately, that's what is happening. Today it's time for all the political parties to cleanse these kind of people. Irrespective of party lines, come together, stop these atrocities against children. Stop these atrocities against children. A 56-year-old guy, probably the girl would be of the age of his granddaughter. And he is a very learned man. He is an advocate in Madras High Court. I just read out the news here fully. The new amendment, newly amended POCSO Act has just come into force and it has already got its first accused. A lawyer associated with BJP has been accused of sexual harassment of a 9-year-old girl. The shameful incident took place on Saturday in Tamil Nadu. The 9-year-old girl along with her family was on a board of Thiruvananthapuram Chennai train where the child was allegedly sexually harassed. According to the media reports, the accused boarded the train from Coimbatore and the incident took place between Coimbatore and Erode. He has been identified as K.P. Prem Anand and is a lawyer in the Madras High Court. He also contested for 2006 Tamil Nadu Assembly elections from R.K. Nagar constituency on BJP ticket. An FIR has been registered and the accused has been blocked for sexual assault under the newly amended POCSO Act. According to the Indian Express, 56-year-old accused carried the identity card of a Madras High Court Advocates Association and did not have a reservation. He had an ordinary ticket but got into a reserved compartment and occupied a berth opposite to there where the child and her family were sleeping, said an official. We have spoken to other passengers. When he was nabbed by the passengers, he threatened them saying that he is a lawyer and well connected in the BJP and was handed over to the railway police at Erode, the official said. So this is the situation. This is how people are. This is how people are. They have to be punished, irrespective of party, whichever party they are. On the same note, if we see the Andhra Pradesh, in Andhra Pradesh also, I think 2015 to 2017, after Nirbhaya incident, these statistics are, 2023 cases were booked under POCSO Act in Andhra Pradesh in the last 3 years. 2000 cases in the last 3 years. How many of them have gone unreported? God knows. There are a lot of cases which are unreported too. And of course, as usual, less than 30% will be punished. 30% is a big number. I think less than 15% would have been punished. 85% would have been scot-free, could not prove, prosecution could not prove guilt. I don't know. That's what is happening. Number of cases registered in POCSO in 2006, according to NGOs, are 2043. There is a dispute in the number also. But anyhow, around 100 to 150 numbers were different. But anyhow, the states, where should we curtail this? Where should we curtail? The schools? We don't know what's happening in the schools. Common sense is not being taught in the schools. It's another different subject where we need to spend a whole day again. But anyhow, this is very bad. The children, first of all, we never had any playground for children where children can go and play happily. Now children have even lost the privacy and security. We never know which uncle is going to molest them. We never know which old man is going to molest them. We can't even prepare. Once upon a time, there used to be days in our childhood, I still remember, when we have to send any of our children, even a boy or a girl, to a distant place, parents used to come and let them board in the bus, and they used to see if any auntie or uncle next to them are there. Sir, please take care, my daughter is going to such a place. Please take care of her. Even that confidence is not there today. The same person whom you are going to hand over your child may be a child molester. Probably a day should come in India. In America, I think this concept is there. There is a child molester watch list. Automatically, all the people in the community will be given messages by SMS that a registered child molester or a sexual offender is in your area. They are going to give a message. A registered sexual offender or registered child molester who was convicted before or who is under trial. If he goes to a particular area, all the people in that area will be warned that so-and-so person is there, be careful. Suppose likewise, if we start making such a campaign, that police station responsible will start circulating message to all the people that there is a registered sexual offender in your area, a registered child molester in your area, probably we can be on alert. But the problem is, we'll be flooded with messages like we are getting WhatsApp messages nowadays. Every 15 minutes, one child is getting molested in India, or one child is getting raped in India. How many messages we keep getting? Every 15 minutes. That means every day, more than 100 cases. Yearly, 100 into 365. 36,500. Last 10 years, you name it. And so many people moving from one place to another place, every police station will be bombarding with messages. There will be another message list like our shopping list. We keep a lot of messages, right? Do you need interest-free, security-free loans? Likewise, we keep getting messages. Though there are 20 child molesters in Kottapet area, there are 20 child molesters in Ermanjil area, there is so-and-so, what not. Like that, we get big list. I don't know what to do in India, but that's one option though. But right now, we don't even know who is a child molester, who got convicted, who is under trial. We don't know. And of course, now they say the bail also cannot be granted so easily for such people. Probably it's better to keep them inside, behind bars. But anyhow, this is also not good news to India. Our democracy is going to dogs, our safety is going to dogs. I don't know what should we do. I think the only option we have is kick all the politicians out of election fray, ban them, don't vote them. You have only one condition, as I told you. Anyone who have prior experience in politics or anyone who is representing any of the prior politics, we are not going to vote for you. We are only going to vote for all newcomers who do not have any political affiliation. You have breached democracy so many times. Let voter breach democracy once. We will not let you contest. We will not let you win. Let the elite come, let the law be in order, let the criminal be punished. We want to see such India. That is going to be Manadesam and Manarajyam. Anyhow, we are going to conclude the show today in a short time, and we will join back again on 27th of this month. It's Friday evening. We discuss more news. Till then,
ఇప్పటి వరకు మీరు విన్నారు నగేష్ పంచాగ్నల గారి మన దేశం మన రాజ్యం కార్యక్రమం April 23, 2018 నాటి ఎపిసోడ్ పునఃప్రసారం.
My Media, the voice of India. My Media, the voice of India.
My Media, the voice of India. ఇది భారతీయ స్వరం.